today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. We're glad you could join us today, and we hope our program is a blessing to you. We're continuing our study in Psalm 98, and if you can, I hope you can get a Bible and open with us and read with us and study with us as we consider God's Word today. Number of things going on. This is Thanksgiving week, and I know this year it's going to be different with all of this pandemic going on, but boy, I hope you have a great Thanksgiving. You know, when I think of Thanksgiving, I remember growing up in the Midwest and going to my grandparents' house, or they would come to our house, and what a great time we would have in sitting around and rejoicing together. My grandfather was a fiddle player, and so he'd bring his fiddle, and oh, we would have such great, great music. Sometimes I miss those days, and I know it's going to be difficult. They're suggesting that, you know, families be careful, and I hope you'll be careful out there. Whatever your state is mandating and whatever you need to do, I just hope you have a great, great Thanksgiving. Remember to be thankful. I think we ought to be thankful every day. And even in this psalm, as a psalm of worship, as we bow before him, the Bible says that he had done marvelous things. And I hope you have a great, great Thanksgiving. There are a couple of things I want to remind you about. First of all, is our book, Consider His Word. This is a daily devotional. We're making it available to you right now for a gift to this ministry of $20. This will help us broadcast next year as we begin to think about our broadcast stations next year. And so this would be a great help to us. Now, the book we're making available for $20, and that's postage paid. Now, you don't have to add any postage to it, just simply $20, and we'll send this book to you. It's a great deal and a great offer. Now, let me tell you a little bit about the book. Consider His Word is a daily devotional. And the book is set up so that if you desire it, you can read through the Bible in a year. And each day, out of that reading, a verse has been chosen and then a devotion written about that verse to encourage you to walk with the Lord and to live for the Lord. But you see, the book is also a sort of journal because there's places where you can write in the book, where you can write some of your own thoughts and some of your own ideas, maybe about that passage, or as a place for prayer requests where you can write those down as you pray. There's also a place where you can write down things you want to be grateful for and praise the Lord for. The book would make a great gift to give to someone in your family. Give one to your pastor. I believe he would appreciate it. And so the book, again, is just $20. You can send it to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Now, there are a couple other things I want to tell you about. First of all, we have produced some little magnetic calendars. A lot of these little calendars are so convenient to put on the refrigerator or somewhere on a metallic surface. I keep one on a file cabinet in my office. And it's just a reminder to pray for us. The calendars are absolutely free. You just simply need to write to us and let us know where we can send you one. Now, I promise you, I'm not going to flood your email with a lot of email messages. I'm not going to beg you for money. You just simply ask for the calendar. We'll send it to you, and that's it. And so these are just small little calendars. We get one every year from a business locally, and I thought, what a great way for people to remember to pray for us. And so to get the calendars, you just simply write to us. Let us know where you're hearing the broadcast and how God is using it in your life. You can write to us again through the address I gave you earlier. You can email me directly at considerhisthewordradio@gmail.com. Or you can go to the website and request it through the website, and that is at considerhisword.org. There's a link there that says contact us, and just click on that and send us a note. We'll get that. Again, give us an address. We'll get this calendar. Now, I've got a bunch of these, and so I'd love to get them out to you. If you'd like more than one, just request them, and we'll send you a few. I may limit it to maybe three or four or something. I don't know. We'll see how that goes. But if you'd like a couple more, just let me know. We'll send them to you again absolutely free. Now, one other thing I want to tell you about is we have opened a Facebook page, and you can kind of follow us on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/considerhisword and just click on the like link there, and you'll be able to keep up with the news and things going on with this ministry. God is blessing this ministry. We've expanded now a few more radio stations around the country. And we thank God for that. And we'd like to see God expand it more and more and more. That's up to Him. And so we'll just trust the Lord for that and pray that our partners would be a blessing to us and help us out with those things. Psalm 98, let's read the psalm. We've been reading it every week. I want to read it again so that we can put everything into perspective. Psalm 98, the Bible says, "O sing unto the Lord a new song, for He had done marvelous things. His right hand and His holy arm hath gotten Him the victory. The Lord has made known His salvation. His righteousness hath He openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered His mercy and His truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of a psalm, with trumpets and sound of a cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord, for He is coming to judge the earth. With righteousness shall He judge the world and the people with equity." We've been talking about this new song. He gave us instructions to sing this song. He said to sing unto the Lord. It's a song we sing unto Him. He said to make a joyful noise, to make a loud noise as we lift up our voices to Him. And we've already seen how that this was a song of worship in verse 1 and a song of victory. It's interesting how it's written. It says that the Lord has gotten Him the victory. And He gave us a victory, too, that day when Jesus rose from the dead, didn't He? It's a song of salvation, how He made His salvation known. He said, all the ends of the earth has seen the salvation of our God. God wants you to know His salvation. He wants the world to know. And that's why we send missionaries and why we send people. But I want you to notice this today, that it is also a song of harmony. A harmony in many different respects. First of all, you see, it's a harmony of instruments. And He speaks of them. In verse 5, He said, "Sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of a psalm, with trumpets and the sound of the cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Lord the King." It's a harmony of instruments. Now, this harp, yeah, I know you've probably seen pictures of David playing a little harp, and maybe that's what it refers to. I looked this up in the Hebrew, and the root word here for the Hebrew word harp, it simply means to twang, as though to pluck a string. I hope my harp has 5 strings, or maybe 6 strings. And we can praise the Lord with stringed instruments, whatever they are. He also speaks of the trumpet and the cornet. This cornet that he speaks of is a ram's horn. I believe the trumpet was the shofar, and the shofar was used for many things. And of course, we kind of, in our mind, when we think of trumpet, think of maybe a jazz trumpet or a band trumpet or something like that, or the cornet, a smaller version of that. Whatever they are, these were instruments that would be played together to sing this new song. He also said it was a harmony of voices. We see it in verse 5, sing unto the Lord with the harp, and the voice of a psalm. Again, in verse 7, he said, let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. It's a harmony of voices before the Lord. The voice of song, the voice of praise. Many of these psalms were, actually all of these psalms were put to music. And today we sing songs of worship and praise. We sing the old hymns of worship and praise. And notice he said again that we sing before the Lord. This was not for entertainment. It was not just simply for our enjoyment, although we may enjoy it. It was to be sung unto the Lord. But notice this also, that it was a song that is in harmony with creation itself. I read it before. He said, let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. He said, let the floods clap their hands, let the hills be joyful together. Now, certainly these are metaphors of the very creation lifting up its voice. Remember, Jesus said that if people didn't cry out, that the rocks would cry out. The floods, this is, he spoke of the sea where the waves roar, the floods where the waters come together. And you know, when you listen to a rapids, maybe a river or a creek or something like that, it sounds like applause lifting up praise to God. He said, let the hills be joyful together. All of these, the instruments, the voices, the creation itself, lifting praise to the Lord. I hope you're praising Him this week, that you're remembering to be thankful unto Him this week. I hope you have some music going on, whether you play or whether you sing. Let's make a joyful noise and lift Him up in praise. Time is gone. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. Word will grow your faith. Consider His word. Consider His word. Consider His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider His word.
Consider His word.